Blog Talk Radio.
Apostle Gloria Porter, and we thank you, each and every one of you, on a continually basis for joining us every Wednesday and Thursday, knowing that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We just give God all the honor, all the glory, and the praise that is due unto his holy name, knowing that there is no other God but him. And we're trusting today that you're seeing a beautiful day, though we are a little bit overcast. You know what? You got the sun, and the sun shines within you. So as it shines within you, it emanates outward. So we just thank God today just to be above ground and just see another day. Again, my name is Sister Diane, and I will begin praying, trusting that you have your prayer list as well, and you're laying hands on your prayer list, touching and agreeing today. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of kings and Lords of lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Lord, we ask you, O God, for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you were just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, you know each and every person, name by name, Father, what they're in need of, Lord. Some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for their friends, their loved ones, Lord, Father. Father, as we touch and agree with them, we thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for your will being done. We thank you, O God, for the prayers that you have already answered, Lord, the prayers that you're answering, Lord, Father, as we pray. And, Father, the prayers that you're about to answer, Lord. Father, knowing that we take nothing and no one for granted, we are thanking you right now, Lord, Father, for being a merciful, loving, and forgiving God, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for being a God of many chances, Lord. We thank you, O God, for never leaving us nor forsaking us, Lord. And, Father, we take you not for granted. Now, Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand on this list, Lord, Father, Father, we ask you to touch right now, Lord. Touch, strengthen, heal, Lord, Father. Make ways out of no ways, Lord, Father. And, Father, we just continue to say thank you for each and every praise report, Lord, Father. We thank you for every prayer request, Lord, Father. Father, for many is in need of prayer, Lord, Father. And, Father, we don't take prayer lightly, Lord, Father. Father, for we know, Lord, prayer changes things. Prayer is a conversation with you, Lord, Father. So, Father, as we touch and agree right now, Lord, Father, we thank you and just glorifying you right now. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Arcania right now, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you to touch her right now as she goes into surgery, Lord Father. You be the doctors right now, Lord. Every surgeon, every attendant in that room right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord Father. Give her the peace and the strength, Lord Father. Father, that her mind stay upon you, Lord Father, knowing that you're the God that healeth thee, Lord. And Father, we ask you to touch her husband right now, Lord Father, and her family. Father, strengthen them, Lord Father, as they touch and agree and pray and intercede on her behalf, Lord Father. We thank you for giving them the peace and the comfort. We thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her through surgery right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Nikki and her family right now, Lord Father, and the loss of her grandmother, Lord. Father, we ask for peace and comfort, Lord Father, and strength, Lord Father. We can do nothing without you, Lord Father. Our strength comes from you. And Father, we ask you to give that family strength right now, Lord Father. Father, let them remember the good times, Lord Father, the time that they had with her, Lord. Comfort their hearts, Lord Father, for you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord. And we thank you, we glorify, and we magnify you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy right now, thanking you, Lord Father, as you continue to strengthen her as she do therapy, Lord Father, trusting and calling upon you, Lord Father, knowing that every day, Lord Father, that you give her, Lord Father, is a blessing, Lord Father. Father, from where you brought her from, Lord Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father God, continue to touch her son right now, Lord Father, that had the issue, Lord Father, that rare disease, Lord Father, over his body right now, Lord Father. We continue, Lord Father, to speak healing right now over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. We say thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you continue, Lord, Father God, to touch Ruth right now, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to touch her digestive system, Lord, Father. Touch her intestines right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, we say body line up with the word of God right now in the name of. And, Father, we know that you can do it, Lord, Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for everything that the doctor had seen, Lord, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, Father, for turning it around for her good, Lord, Father, that when they went back and checked, it was nothing, Lord, Father. And we know it was nobody but you, Lord, Father, and that prayer changes things, Lord, Father. So, Father, we give you the honor. We give you the glory. Glory and the praise, Lord Father, for healing right now, Lord. Father, we continue to hold before you Rudy right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, from where you brought him from, Lord Father. Father, as he's in therapy right now, Lord Father, we ask that you continue to strengthen him, Lord Father. Continue, Lord Father, to touch his digestive system as well, Lord. Father, touch his throat area as well, Lord Father. Father, help him, Lord Father, to swallow the liquids, Lord Father. And Father, it goes where it's supposed to go right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, you brought him through so many things right now, Lord Father. Strengthen him right now, Lord Father, for he needs you, Lord Father. Touch his wife right now. Strengthen her, Lord Father, as she continue to touch and agree, Lord Father, and calling upon you for his healing right now, Lord Father. We thank you, we glorify and magnifying you, Lord Father, knowing that healing is the children's bread, Lord Father. And Father, touch your people right now that is in need of a healing, Lord Father. Father, so many, Lord Father, requests, Lord Father, for cancer, Lord Father, some type of cancer, Lord. So we come against cancer right now, pushing it back into outer darkness right now, Lord. Father, and we ask that you dry it up and pull up every tentacle that go along with it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. As we continue to speak healing, Lord, Father, over Spurgeon Walters right now, Lord, Father, that has lung cancer, Lord. Over TJ that have pancreas cancer, Lord, Father. Over Alconia right now. Over Lisa right now, Lord, Father. Pull it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. You can do it right now, Lord. Touch those that are going through chemo right now, Father. Dialysis, Lord, Father. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Those that have kidney failure, we speak to those kidneys right now, and we say line up with the word of God in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. You said by your stripes we are healed, Lord, Father. So, Father, we thank you for healing of organs right now, Lord, Father. Father, of the pancreas right now, Lord, Father, of the kidneys right now, of the gallbladders right now, Lord, Father, touch right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We speak healing, Lord, Father, healing right now in the name of Jesus. We calling it from the east, the west, the north, and the south, and we say free it up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. We thanking you, O God, for your healing virtue over your people, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for your strength right now over your people, Lord, Father. Father, that they may not, Lord, Father, give up, Lord, Father, but stand, Lord, Father God, upon your word, Lord, Father. Continue, Lord, Father, to read and meditate on your word, Lord. Father God, have that personal relationship with you, Lord. Father, spending that quality time with you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, warring and interceding, Lord, Father, for their families right now, for their neighborhoods right now, Lord, Father. Father, for their nations, Lord, Father, and other nations as well, Lord, Father. We're calling forth your people to pray like never before, Lord, Father. Father, for we know that you hear the prayers of the righteous, Lord, Father, and we know that it availeth much, Lord. And Father, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord, Father, every Wednesday and Thursday to come on this broadcast, Lord, Father, and pray and bring forth your word, Lord, Father. We thank you for the nations, the people in the nations that you're touching, that is hearing the broadcast, Lord. We thank you, Lord, Father, for them touching and agreeing with us as we continue to pray, Lord, Father, one for another, Lord, Father, and not selfish as me, myself, and I. Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorify you, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, take control of the airways, Lord. Holy Spirit, we thank you for healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Father, unstop deaf ears, Lord. Break up that stony heart, Lord, Father, and give them the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word as they come forth, Lord, Father. And, Father, let them not just be hearers of the word, Lord, Father, but be doers of the word as well, Lord. Heavenly Father, I hold before you my apostle, my bishop, and my pastor, Lord, Father. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, for them, Lord, Father. I thank you how you continue to use them, Lord, Father, to bring forth the word, Lord, Father, war and intercede on others' behalf, Lord, Father. So, Father, I ask that you continue, Lord, Father, to see the blood covering them, Lord. And, Father, refresh, refill, and rejuvenate them right now, Lord, Father. Father, give them their heart's desires, Lord, Father. Father, continue to strengthen them right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Man, we thank God for Sister Diane, and we thank God, amen, for prayer, because truly Our God is the praying God. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. He said, man shall always pray and not faint. And that faint means don't stop. Don't quit. Don't give up. Why? Because, praise the Lord, man, he is a praying God. See, while you yet calling, he will answer. See, while you yet speaking, he will hear. Praise the Lord. And we thank God. Amen. Praise God for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise God. And, you know, we hope that all is well. Amen. With you. Amen. As we're right in the midst of the holiday season. Amen. That our Lord and Savior, amen, a day has been set aside, December 25th, for his birth. Praise God that he, amen, that our nation set aside. And, amen, we want to celebrate. Praise God. Not only December 25th, but all 365 days of the year. Amen. If he woke you up this morning, we are beyond a miracle. All praise the Lord. I don't know about you, but I have so much to be thankful for. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord has brought me from a mighty, mighty long ways, and his grace and mercy is able to carry me on in the name of Jesus. All praise the Lord. He is good to us. You know, he's better to us than we are to our own selves. Praise the Lord. You know, we tell the truth about it. We're our worst enemy. Come on now. Oh, but thank God, amen, for every problem and situations in our lives, we have a promise. Aren't you glad about that today, that we have a promise? And what you got to do is read the word of God. And if you read it, it's a promise in there. He said he would never leave us, not forsake us. That's a promise. Say, I'll be with you to the end of the age. That's the end of the world. Praise God. Now, who wouldn't serve a God like that? Be with you today and then leave you tomorrow. No. He serves us unconditional. Praise the Lord. That agape love. Do you have him today? Okay, let me give you a little word, for a little thought. Then we're going to go into the word of God. Will that be all right? Okay. If we must condemn, let us first condemn our own imperfections and shortcomings. If we must fight, let us first fight our own complacency and unconcerns. If we must destroy, let us first destroy our own ignorance and prejudice. If we must kill, let us first kill our own false pride and arrogance. That's a lot in there. I'm going to read it again. All right? If we must condemn, let us first condemn our own imperfections and shortcomings. If we must fight, let us first fight our own complacency and unconcerns. If we must destroy, let us first destroy our own ignorance and prejudice. If we must kill, let us first kill our own false pride and ignorance. Let us first be partakers. That's what it's telling us. And that's in all things. Are we quick to judge, quick to condemn others? Praise the Lord. But it's time now to look in the mirror. Praise, to take heed to ourselves. See? So let's look at ourselves first. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Okay. Everybody, do you have your Bibles? Praise God. If not, get you a pen or a pencil or a pad, some paper, and we want you to go along with us. And what I'm going to talk about this morning is the facts of life. The facts of life. What is the facts of life? The fact of life there's something that is sure that has happened to us in our lives. And I'm going to talk about a man this morning that was blind from his mother from birth. He was blind. Praise the Lord. In fact, it was one of the signs that to let the Jewish nation know that our Lord and Savior was on the earth, that he was going to open up the blinded eyes. Another sign that he was going to clean the leprosy. And the third sign was that he was going to raise the dead. That was the three signs to let the Jewish nation know that the Messiah, the anointed one that was in the earth, in the name of Jesus. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the blessed Holy Ghost. Now, if you have your Bibles, or you have your pen or your pencil, I'd like for you to look in the book of John, St. John, the beloved disciple. And we want to go to chapter 9. And we're going to do more reading today. Praise the Lord. And our thought is the fact of life. Okay? Now, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? In verse 3, Jesus gave them a response to their question. Jesus answered, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the work of God should be revealed in him. That the work of God may be revealed in him. Praise the Lord. Now, that's when it was another time that Jesus did and said this. This sickness is not unto death. Praise the Lord. I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night has come when no man can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. That's a fact. That's the fact of life. If you have any problem with a fact that Jesus is who he is, he is the light of the world. Are y'all with me? See, so it shouldn't be no problem. There shouldn't be no debate of who Jesus is, because he is the light of the world. Praise the Lord. That's a fact. And this is what we're going to talk about today. And this blind man, Jesus said, I must work the work of him who sent me while it is day. The night is coming when no man can work. And as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. See? And when he had said these things, he spit on the ground and made clay. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And verse 7 said, and he said to him, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing. A fact. That was a fact. The man was blind. Now he can see. And if I go, I want to fast forward praise the Lord, because there's a lot in this chapter that I want to talk about today. But I want to fast forward and go to verse number 23, praise the Lord. In verse 23, praise God, therefore his parents said, he is of age, ask him. So they again called the man who was blind and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. I'm going to stop right there for a moment. Now, here is spiritual leaders, praise God, doubting, praise God, the man as they asked him, praise God, and he told them, praise God, he didn't see Jesus because he was blind, praise God, but he told them what Jesus told him to do, okay? If we look at verse number 10, therefore they said to him, how were your eyes open? They asked him, and he answered and said, a man called Jesus. He heard them calling Jesus' name. He didn't see him, but he could hear them. Okay. Made clay and anointed my eyes and said to me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. So I went and washed, and I received sight. That was a fact. Now, in verse 23, where I fast forward, praise God, therefore his parents. So after they didn't believe the man that was blind, now he can see, they went to his parents. And the parents, therefore his parents say, he is of an age. In other words, he a grown man. You know, ask them. Because they was afraid if they were to acknowledge, praise God, that he was blind and that was their son and so on, that they would be cast out the synagogue. See? Now, by now, the man who had been blind had heard the same question over and over. Have you ever, people ever drill you that way? Something happened into your life and they don't want to believe it. They don't want to accept it. Praise God. We're talking about the facts of life here. Praise God. And they question him over and over about the same question. How did he get his eyes open? Now, he did not know how or why he was healed. Okay? But he knew that his life had been miraculous change. God worked a miracle. Some of you listening to me right now, God done did a miraculous miracle in your life. Praise the Lord. Can you do like this blind man, praise God, that was blind, but now he's seeing that he will stand up, praise God, and not wilt under pressure, but he would tell it like it is, that it was a fact that I was blind, but now I see. Can you do that today? He was not afraid to tell the truth. Are you afraid to ashamed to testify when the Lord have done some great in your life? We're talking about a fact here, a fact of life here. We're talking about how God is able to turn a negative into a positive, how he can turn a bad situation and make some good out of it, how he yet can make you the head and not the tail. He can put you above and not beneath. But he was not afraid to tell the truth. Praise God. Now, you don't need to know all the answers. You know, people say, well, I don't know all the Bible. You don't need to know all the Bible. How many know that your best testimony should be centered around your life or what our Lord and Savior have done for you? That's a fact. Come on here now. See? we read the word of God to help us to know, amen, what God did, praise God, then. Now, if he did it then, he's the same God, praise God, can do it now, because he's God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's God, and he changed not. Praise the Lord. So can you be like this blind man, praise God, that got his eyes open, praise God, and going against opposition, going against oppression, pressing him, or how he got his eyes open. And he told them over and over and over, praise God. And they yet didn't want to accept the fact, praise God, of what he was telling them. So they went to his parents, praise the Lord. Now, in order to share Christ with others, it is important to tell them how he has changed your life. See that? And that's what he was doing. He couldn't read the scroll. He couldn't read because he was blind. All right. But one thing that he did know, he said, I was blind, but now I see. And you have a lot of folk today is blind, and they got eyes, but they are spiritual blind. Praise God. Is that you today? People telling you that Jesus Christ is the light of the world. Praise God. And you yet got fog in your eyes. You cannot see. They are dim. Praise God. And don't want to accept the fact of life that Jesus is Lord. Is that you today? Now, it is important to tell them how he had changed. It's important to tell folk when the Lord have done something in your life. And I'm going to say it again. Your greater, your best testimony should be centered around your life, how the Lord have brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Am I right? All praise the Lord. Then trust that God will use your words to help others believe in him. That's all we can do. That's all I can do. We have to trust, praise God, that God will use the words that what I'm speaking to you as today, that Jesus is the light of the world. That's a fact of life. Do you believe that today? So I trust, praise God, God, that will use my words to help you today, praise God, to accept what I'm saying to you. All praise the Lord in the name of Jesus. Do you believe it today that Jesus is the light of the world and he's yet, praise God, on the move? He's yet destroying yokes, praise God, on our behalf. He's the same God. Praise God. He said, what I do for one, I'll do for all. He have no respected person. So this blind man, praise God, amen, he stood up. Praise the Lord. Verse 24 says, so they again called the man who was blind, see, and said to him, give God the glory. We know that this man is a sinner. Look what they call Jesus. They call Jesus a sinner. But then they said one good thing, give God the praise. Give God the glory. Not knowing, praise God, they yet was talking about our Lord and Savior. Because God is Jesus, and Jesus is God. Am I right about it? See? We know that this man is a sinner. See how folk can say one good positive thing out their mouth and then turn around at that same mouth and say something negative. Is that you today? Before you can finish saying something good, praise God, here comes some negative coming out of your mouth. And see, the word of God tell us, praise God, out of your mouth it cannot be fresh water and salt water coming out the same fountain. In other words, blessing and cursing shouldn't be coming out your mouth. Either you're on the Lord's side or you're not. Either you saved or you're not. Either you sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Spirit, or you're not. Praise God. You're either on one side or the other. That's a fact of life. And that's what we are talking about today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. They call Jesus, Sister Diane, this man is a sinner. And you know that was a lie, right? All right. Verse 25 says, he answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not. See, I like this man that got his eyes open. Because when they talk negative, he stood up. He didn't join in with them. He stood up. He answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I know, that though I was blind, but now I see. That's a fact. You see what he said? He didn't deny that, did he? And he was right. Because when, if you sick and can't get well, you don't go to all the doctors and all, praise God, then spend all your hand like the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. And when she touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. She had a testimony. What about you today? We ask you to call in and share your testimony. We can't get a call. Come on here now. Huh? Don't get quiet on me. This man stood up. And he stood before religious leaders. Those that was in authority. He didn't back down. I'm talking about a fact of life here. I'm talking about how, praise God, God moved in his life, and he's standing up against the opposition, telling them, praise God, whether he is a sinner or not. He said, I don't know whether he's a sinner or not. He said, but one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see, because I'm looking at you. Can you stand up today? Can you share your testimony? And I'm going to say again, your best testimony should be centered around your life. Praise the Lord. That should be your best testimony. In the name of Jesus. All praise God. See? People don't even want to testify now. Don't even want to share the goodness of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Of where God have brought you from. If he had brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light, if he had done anything for you, when he woke you up this morning, we beyond a miracle. Praise the Lord. That's a fact. Come on here now. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? See, did I tell you they kept pressing him? They keep asking him over and over. Your testimony is not going to change. His testimony was not going to change because he got eyes. He can see now. Praise God. He's not blind anymore. So he's telling them and testifying, talking to them, witnessing to them of what the Lord had done for him. Oh, can you do it today? In the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Verse 27 says, he answered them, I told you already. See, I done told you about two or three times. That's what he's saying to them. And you did not listen? How many of you listening to me today? And what are we talking about here? If you just don't, we're talking about a fact of life. Something that is concrete. Something that is assured. something that is sincere, that God have done for you, and you're not ashamed to step up and tell people what the Lord have done for you. Come on here now. This program here is time to talk about it. And when we say it's time to talk about it, that means you, if you listening, you can call this Master One. We'll talk to you. We'll answer your question to the best of our ability. But you know what we're going to give you? The Word of God. Praise the Lord. That's a fact. See? When we pray with sincereness. We pray with earnest. So we can get in touch with heaven in the name of Jesus. So now they're pressing him again in 26. Then they said to him again, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He 27 said, he answered them, I told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Why do you want to hear it? I done told you about two or three times. Have you ever done that with somebody? You done told them about three or four times? And you know, we got a thing here. You say, why you keep asking the same question? So we done told you that. Ain't that what we say for today? Don't be say that. That's kind of, it was kind of aggravating, ain't it? You done told the person and they asked you the same question. Do you also want to become his disciples? Now he witnessing to them. Spiritual leaders. Then they got upset now with him and said, you are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. See? They got so upset. See how mad they got? 29. He said, we know that God spoke to Moses as of this fellow. First they called Jesus a sinner. Now they call him a fella. Mm-mm. You can't do nothing but shake your head. I'm talking about spiritual leaders now. See? You got a lot of them don't know who Jesus is. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord God. Help us, Lord. We do not know where he is from. See? No, you can't know him when you come, when you're in unbelief. Praise God, because God don't work in that. See? How can you preach or teach this thing and you don't believe it yourself? Come on now. Were they upset with him because he said, are you going to be his disciple? But I like the man that got his eyes open because, praise God, he didn't wilt under. He didn't get afraid. He wasn't fearful to stand face to face with him, looking him eyeball to eyeball and telling him, all I know, I was blind, but now I see. Oh, help me somebody. You mean to tell me you can't testify that of what the Lord have done for you? Yeah, put food on my table. You can tell somebody that. They might probably need that testimony. I didn't have no clothes, and the Lord blessed me, put clothes on my back, shoes on my feet. I prayed, and God blessed me, praise God, with a home. God did some great things in my life from this year of 2021, almost coming down to the close of this year, going over into a brand new year in the name of Jesus. 29 say, we know that 30. The man answered and said to them, why? This is a marvelous thing that you do not know where he is from. Yet he has opened my eyes. Why you want to know where he's from? And you're looking right at me, and I done told you over and over that he opened my eyes and how he did it. He spit on the ground, made clay, and put it on my eyes and told me to go wash. And I obeyed. How many know obedience is better than sacrifice? Am I right about it? Huh? He will do, amen. If you obey God, God will do great things. Somebody here today, praise God, need to know, amen, that Jesus is the light of the world. And he's doing great things even as I speak, because he is yet moving in the earth realm. And he's destroying the yokes, praise God, on your behalf. Now, if he did it back then, he's doing the same thing now. He yet opening up blinded eyes, praise God. He yet healing cancer, praise God. He yet healing diabetes. He yet bringing blood pressure down. He yet healing tumors. He yet doing great things in the name of Jesus. Why? Because we have a promise for all matter of sin, sickness, and diseases. We have an advocate with the Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our advocate. He is, praise God, our mediator between God and man. All praise. That's a fact. What we're talking about here today, the fact of life. Jesus is the light of the world. All praise the Lord. 31 says, now we know that God does not hear sinners, but if anyone is a worshiper of God and does his will, he hear him. There they go again, talking out both sides of the mouth. See? How many know that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways? Am I right? And that's what the word tells us? Now, is that you today? For you can say one good thing, you have some negative coming out of your mouth. Double-minded. You're up today, and before the day's end, you're down. Come on now. Come on, I'll give you some time to think about it. 32 says, since the world began, it has been unheard of that anyone opened the eyes of one who was born blind. Oh, y'all see that? And I told you earlier, that was one of the signs. The children of Israel, they asked Isaiah, how will we know that the Messiah called Christ would be on the earth? And he turned towards the east and said, there will be three signs. One, he's going to open up the blinded eyes. Here it is. The second one, he's going to clean the leprosy. Leprosy was a curse come from God, and it was a disease that make you break out and you turn white all over your body, and it was contagious. So they had to cast you out from around the regular people. In other words, it was something like the coronavirus. I get you something the way you can understand it. Come on here now. You ain't got to wear your mask. That's up to you. I ain't going to get into all that. That's, you know, I ain't going to take the vaccine. That's up to you. I ain't getting into all that. But it's here. And if you catch it, you by the praise God that you don't have to wind up and go to the hospital and get on the ventilating machine, what you call it. Come on here now. But thank God we have a promise. Thank God for the blood. That's a fact. What we talking about? A fact of life. But it was unheard. A man born blind. And the third sign that he was going to raise the dead. He didn't only just raise Lazarus. The great things with Lazarus, because it was not one day, not 2 days, not 3 days, but 4 days. And the Jewish nation believed after, if the spirit didn't go back into a man after 3 days, it was over. So Jesus delayed his coming. Y'all know the story. When he got the message that his friend Lazarus was sick, he said, no, he's not sick. He just sleep. And the disciples, it messed them, they mind up. They say, wait a minute here. When oftentimes when somebody come to him and say that they were sick, he got in a hurry. Now here's his friend. He stopped by and have a conversation with him. He eat with him. Now his friend, he said he's not sick. He just sleep. And when he, after he pronounced him dead, then all of a sudden the Lord got in a hurry. Ain't that just like God? The unexpected. Do the impossible. That's why he said your way is not his way. Neither his thoughts. Our thoughts. You see how God worked now? See? He worked just the total opposite from us. That's a fact. Then all of a sudden he said, all right, fellas, let's go. We got to go back. Lazarus is asleep. And that really messed him up. And then they went deeper than that because here come Thomas say, Lord, why you want to go back there? They got a contract on your life. They're going to kill you. They catch you. They say they want to hang you. He said, I got to go. Oh, praise the Lord. You know what Thomas said? He said, come on, fellas, let's go with him. Let's die with him. Why that side of Thomas is not talked about? Church folks call him Doubting Thomas. But you know what? It wasn't all so much as Thomas being a doubter. It's who the conversation was with. Come on here now. You need to know who you're talking with. See? He's talking to the Lord now, and the Lord, told him. He said, I must go. And Thomas said, well, come on, let's go with him, fellas. He's telling Peter, big mouth Peter, James and John, that was close to the Lord. Come on, let's go and die with him. Why we don't talk about that side of Thomas? That's a fact. Y'all missed me right there. I just thought I'd drop that in your spirit. See, there's always two sides of a person. It's a negative and it's a positive. That's a fact. We're not perfect. Come on now. That's why we shouldn't be judgmental and pointing fingers. See, when you point fingers, our bishop used to tell you got your thumb coming back to yourself. That's a fact. But it was never unheard. A man born blind. From birth, that was one of the signs. They don't forgot about that. The religious leaders. They ain't thinking about that. You know why? Because they had so much animosity. They had so much jealous against Jesus. That was a fact. See? Following him around, trying to trick him. Trying to find fault. Do you know people like that? You go to the church, they find something wrong with everything in the church. Why you go there? Know what folk got on? The preacher got to dot every I, cross every T. If he say ain't and can't, or he ain't been to school, his language is broke up, his vocabulary is low. Ain't that what they say sometimes? Praise the Lord. Huh? Come on now. Yeah, I mean, if the choir missed a note, they got something to say about the choir. Well, the choir didn't sing too good today. Find fault with everything in the church. See? Then when somebody asked them, you know, how was church today? Oh, we had a good time. See, they, just like the religious leader. Negative at one side. And then, oh, we had a good time. How you had a good time? All that then went on in the church. Oh, praise the Lord. All right, let's go a little further here. Verse 33. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. Look at this man, how he's still standing up. How he's still. See? They answered and said to him, you were not complete born in sin. And now you teaching us, completely born in sin, and you are teaching us, and they cast him out. In other words, they convicted him. Man probably done paid the rent, and they still throwed him out. Okay. I would say religious people. That's a fact. And religious people do that the same way today. Christians don't do that. See? You put your, you rejoice when people have got a healing, got a blessing, or got a deliverance. We rejoice with them. We praise God with them. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke. Praise God. And what you said, saying then, if God did it for them, God can do it for me. If you know anybody in your family, or you know somebody that is born blind, praise God, you can encourage them by showing them this passage of scripture or reading it to them. Anoint their eyes. Praise God. Who can tell what God will do? That's a fact. Come on now. See, with your, thank you, sister, with your faith. The man, watch this. His new faith was sincerely tested by some of the authorities. And that's but they taking him through the third degree. Only because he got a deliverance. He got his eyes open. A man born blind. And he didn't ask for it. The disciples say, who sinned? This man or his parents? And the Lord, you all read it. I showed it to you. He said, neither one. But that the work of God may be manifest. See, some things you don't even have to ask God. God work it through you to let the world see that he is God. When the doctors can't do no more. Oh, y'all ought to, you missed me there. Oh, that's a fact now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, he yet God. Now, the man knew faith. It was severely tested by some of the authority. He was cursed and evicted. I just read it to you. What they did to him? Because he would not take down. He would knuckle under. The parents were scared. They were afraid. They said, he obeyed. Go ask him. And they repeatedly asked him over and over, how you get your eyes open? They did not want to accept it. I'm talking about spiritual, those that are in authority, leaders. It's not the regular people now. They cast him out the synagogue. He was prosecuted. Prosecution may come when you follow Jesus. Y'all hear me? Come on here now. That's a fact. What we saying this morning? A fact of life. Huh? Remember now, Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have what? Trials and tribulations. He said, but be of good cheer. The peace I give unto you. And that's what the man had with his eyes open. And he said, and he talking to them that keep repeating, asking him the same question. Before he couldn't see. Now he's seeing. And he ain't taken down. That's what I like about this man. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's a fact. Praise God. Can God count on you? Not to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Because you ought to know that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. In the name of Jesus. Now, when you follow Jesus said if they've done it to a green tree, they're going to do it to a dry one, talking about himself. He said, if the world hate me, he's going to hate you just because of Jesus. Just because you love Jesus. So that's why you are ashamed to witness, you're ashamed to testify. Notice now, in this story, the man that was born blind, and when he got his eyes open, he stood up. Oh, help me in the name of Jesus. And he's telling authorities, those that is in authority, They repeatedly asked him over and over, and he repeatedly told them the same thing. See, I done told you already. How many times I got to tell you? Now, if that you, will you take down? You may lose friends. Oh, yeah, you'll lose them. So that I wouldn't call them friends. I call them so-called friends. Pretenders. When you come on Jesus' side, when you're standing up for Jesus, when you're telling them about Jesus Christ, it's time now to serve the Lord. It's time out now to come out from among them and be separate. And God said he'll be your God. You'll be his sons and daughters. You're going to lose so-called friends. You may even lose family members. Y'all miss me right there. See? Even in marriages, the wife done got her eyes open, but the husband still want in blindness, or vice versa. The husband got his eyes open, and the wife want to stay in blindness. Come on now. Then you got your children. Remember now, this is a fact. I don't know how many in your household, but Jesus said there are going to be five in one house, three saved and two unsaved. And then he said vice versa. Two saved and three unsaved. Now how many of you got in your house? Eyes is open. I'm talking about a fact of life. Come on now. Be honest with yourself. You there, I'm not. I know what's in my house. I thank God for my house. Praise the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You may even lose your life. Uh-oh, that's deep there, ain't it? But you know what? It's a fact of life. You know what the Word of God tells us? It's a blessing to die in the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. See? Don't die without him. Come on now. It's a fact. The Word of God tells us that it's appointed once a man to die, and after death, going to be the judgment. It's a fact that the Bible said that every knee going to bow, every tongue got to confess that Jesus is Lord. Am I right? Come on now. Y'all help me here. I'm talking about a fact of life. And Jesus is the light of the world. But no one can ever take away eternal life that Jesus give you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See that? You see that? No one. You know what the fact is? Jesus said, don't fear the man that just killed the body, but fear the man that killed what? Both body and soul. Help me, Sister Diane. Y'all see that? See the difference? Now, who do you fear? Some people scared to go out the door. When you go out, praise God, here's a fact. Go with Jesus. Lord, come in with your blood. Cover my car. It's a fact. He said, every ground that your feet tread upon, you shall possess it. It's a fact. He said, everything that your hand touch, you continue to prosper. Be in good health as your soul prospers. That's a fact. All right. Verse 37. And Jesus said to him, I'm sorry, let me go to 36. He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? See, he didn't know who Jesus was because he was blind. And the Lord worked a miracle in the man life. He did the work of God You say, well, the glory of God can be manifest in the earth. And that's what God did for him. See, that's what he's saying. And Jesus said to him, verse 37, you have both seen him. Now you can see him because your eyes open. And it is he. See, the Lord identified himself. I'm talking with you. God's speaking to somebody now as I speak to you. It's a fact. He said his word would not go out and return to him void, but it would accomplish what it pleases. Somebody going to receive the word of God. That's a fact. That Jesus is the light of the world. Who is talking with you? Y'all see that? The Lord identified himself. See? When you don't be fearful and be so scared to open up your mouth about Jesus, the Lord will draw nigh to you. That's what's happening here. That's a fact. After they left the man and cast him out, evict the man out of his place, cursed him and everything, drilled him, put him out of his house, the Lord showed up. See? If you hold up, it's a fact. The Lord will show up. And he showed up in the man's life. See? And had a talk with him. Oh, I like that. I got to read that again. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. I'm going back up to 35. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. See? Jesus knows all things. He knows. It's rough now during the holidays on you. And when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? The Lord asked him a question. Now the Lord asked the question. It's a fact when our Lord and Savior asked the question, he already got the answer. Am I right about it? Now, 36 said, he answered and said, who is he, Lord? See, he didn't know. That I may believe in him. And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. 38. Then he said, Lord, I believe. Or, and he worshiped him. See that? Now what you do when you get yours? Do you just want to get the blessing and don't want to bless the blessing, the blesser? Huh? Or it's going to be a one-time deal? You got what you want? Bless me? No more? No. The man believed, and the Bible say he did what? He worshiped him. In other words, I'm going to thank you for giving me my eyesight. I've been like this from a baby, from a child. Born into the world, a man born blind. Praise God. God worked a miracle in his life. God is yet working miracles. That's a fact. It's a fact that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is God, and he changed not. 39, and Jesus said, for judgment, I have come into this world that those who do not see may see. Y'all see that? And that those who see may be made blind. Oh, I know, dirt dauber. Let somebody tell you something. Don't know one person know it all. Stop being a know-it-all. Let somebody tell you something, especially spiritual things. See, I ain't talking about no calm stuff here. I ain't talking about no gossip. Talking about something that you see on Facebook. I'm talking about the Word of God. You got your Bible? Go to chapter 9 and read the whole entire chapter. You got so many people are blind in the world today with eyes going around and can't see nothing spiritually because they are blind. They're in darkness. That's a fact. And that's what the Lord is saying. and 39 there. And when you always, I know, don't want to humble yourself, don't want to repent, praise God, you're blind. You're blind when you don't want to accept the Lord and Savior. Jesus Christ is your personal Savior. You're blind. So what about you today? If you done fell short, you done missed the mark, and the enemy telling you in your mind that you done messed up so bad, that's why you don't want to go to church no more, the devil is a lie. Got to do is repent and come on back. Don't worry about people looking at you. Nobody got no hell or heaven to put you in. The Lord is saying today, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He yet saying the same thing today. He yet saying come. That's a fact. See? All praise the Lord. Now, the longer this man experienced his new life, through Christ, the more confident he became in the one who had healed him. See? He gained confidence. That's what I like about this man. Even when he got thrown out, he didn't start to crying and complaining. He gained not only physical sight, but also spiritual sight. And as he recognized Jesus first, he recognized Jesus first as a prophet. And you find that in 9 and 17. I didn't read it, but you can read it, 9 and 17. He said, they said to the blind man again, what do you say about him? Because he opened your eyes. He said he is a prophet. See? And that's all he could say. He was blind. Then he identified him as Lord. When you turn to Christ, listen to this now, you begin to see him differently. Okay? You don't listen to what other folks say. Your eyes is open. You see Christ differently. He is the Messiah. He is God Almighty. He came out from God, separated himself from the Godhead, came down into a low world, in the womb, praise God, of a virgin woman, praise God, and brought joy into the world. A question was asked one time in the church, which one was greater? The joy of the world when he was born, or when he went to the cross and when he suffered, bled and died and was crucified? Both of them was great because he came and brought joy to the world. But thank God that he went to the cross, and there is no other name given up under heaven whereby men can be saved but the name of Jesus. That's why we can see him differently. Now, the longer you walk with him, the better you will understand who he is. Keep walking with him. The more he identify himself to you. That's why he say if you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. That's a fact. Are y'all listening to me? Okay? Now, Peter tell us to grow in the special favor of knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you'll find that in 2 Peter 3 and 18. If you want to know more about Jesus, keep walking with him, because you can do nothing without him. That's a fact. He said, without me, you can do nothing. But with him, he said, you can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. That's a fact. See the difference? All right? Now, the Pharisees were shocked, them spiritual leaders, that Jesus, they thought they were spiritual blind. They were, yeah, and they was. And Jesus countered by saying that if it was only blindness, it was more than that. It was stubbornness and stupidity. Is that you today? Come on now. That could excuse their behavior and saying they know God. Come on now. Should have rejoiced with the man. Now, they know they done passed by that man many times. Probably prayed for him. And then nothing happened. Now, the man got his eyes open. Now they're going to drill the man and take him through the third degree. All right? To those who remain open and recognize how sin and have truly blinded them for knowing the truth. Is that you? I'm telling you the truth, who Jesus is. He is the light of the world. Praise the Lord. He's our all in all. That's a fact. He's in us all and through us all. Praise God. He gave spiritual understanding and insight, but he reject those. Listen to me now. He reject those who become complacent, self-satisfied, and blind, and don't want to hear the truth. See? See why you got to be careful? Praise the Lord. So God bless you today. I hope that something I said that was helpful to you, and you still have time if you feel like you want to call and you want to testify like this blind man did, or the Lord have done some, you know, for you out to special for you, or not special, or just want to testify the goodness of our Lord and Savior. Praise God. And this is what the man that got his eyes open, that's all he was doing. He's talking about the goodness of our Lord and Savior. And that's what happened. But our number here is 357-857-3925. Match the one on your phone, and praise God, we have a few minutes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, knowing that you are the fact of life, that Jesus is Lord. And we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we realize that it is power unto salvation to all that believe. Lord, we ask you to touch those, oh God, that is listening today, that your word take root, Father, and they will grow, oh God, continuously to a place that they've never been before in you, that their latter years will be greater than their beginning. And as we, in the midst, oh God, of the holiday season of our Christmas time, a day that been set aside, December the 25th, as your birthday, we're going to celebrate, we're going to worship, we're going to magnify you. That's a fact, oh God, because you are Lord. And Lord, we thank you that when you came into the world, you brought joy into the world, and we give you praise for it. In the matchless name of Jesus. Now we thank you for a touch today. Those, oh God, that are sick in their body, I speak wholeness and wellness. Father, we ask you to touch those that are prison bound, those that are locked up in jail, even those on death row. Lord, that they don't only get jailhouse religion, but they get to know you as Lord and Savior. And we bless you and we magnify your holy name. So shall it is and so shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank God for that awesome word coming forth from Bishop Porter today, the fact of life. And we know that Jesus is the light of the world. No questions about that. Trusting that you receive that word today. What miracle has God done in your life? You may not see it as a miracle, you know, but let me tell you something. If you was blind, and I'm talking physically blind, and now you can see, that's a blessing. That's your miracle. Because you know what? Though the doctors performed that surgery, it was nobody but God. Allow it to be so. You know, whatever it is that you may have gone through, maybe you went through a sickness and he healed you from it. You know, he kept you from a sickness. That is your miracle. That is God showing forth mercy on you today. Look at your life. Look at your loved one's life. And you can see God moving and performing in their life the way he keep them. You know, you may be out there and there's an accident that happened. And if you was there just a little bit sooner, it could have been you. But he kept you from it. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever said, you know what, Lord, I thank you. I was in a rush, but something slowed me down. I thank you. Or there was a shooting somewhere that you was heading to or you just left. Testimonies of what God have done for you. He woke you up this morning. I thank God for waking me up this morning, clothed in my right mind.
Amen.
Because you know what? Many woke up, but many ain't clothed in their right mind. Many wake up, many don't have the use of their limbs.
Right.
Many
okay.
did not
okay.
wake up,
okay.
but standing in judgment today.
Okay.
So just by you just opening up your eyes and realizing that you're here another day, we ought to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this day. And say, no matter what happened to us today, the God in us, there is nothing, nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, because the greater one lives within us. Have that faith today. If you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, do so today. Repent. Repent and ask him to come into your life today. If you have walked away from God, repent. He is married to the backslider. Repent and ask him to come back into your life today. People, time is at hand. Time is at hand. And no day is promised to us. None. Every day is a blessing. Every day is a gift for us to get it right with God. You do not know that day when God will call you home. You don't know. Trust in God today. Trust in God today. Not in man. Trust in God. I just want to say we appreciate each and every listener that continually call in on a continual basis. And I know Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, they'll touch and agree with me. We greatly appreciate you all. We take you all not for granted. We trust in that you're receiving the word. You're receiving the word. You're not just hearing it, but you're doers also of the word. And always remember that prayer changed things. So tune in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear it again, you can tune into blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit. Or you can visit our Facebook page, Unlogion International Ministries, and just click on the link. You can share it with someone, text it to someone, someone that may need an encouraging word. You know, if these words has been coming forward, has encouraged you, share it today. Share it today. So join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Till then, be blessed.
Let God.
You can handle it all, yeah.